It is the Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni National Hotel, Gog and Cold Hall. Coldest team in town, Brad Powers, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. That Bill King link at the top right of the page. And, of course, he's on with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. Brad, good morning.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Doing well.
Don't want to bury the lead. Titans, Bengals right here. And I was just thinking if this news could have moved a line. That the Titans sitting there 3, 3.5. I see it at 4 yesterday afternoon. The news comes out that Derrick Henry is not only a full participant, he's hitting, he's in pads. Can that move that line to 4, just that news?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Derrick Henry's probably a guy that's worth a half a point, maybe, around there. And that's telling you something, considering he's one of the best and, when healthy, maybe the best running back in the NFL. So, yeah, I'm sure that, you know, about a half a point is what it's worth. I mean, the worry is it's his first game back. He's been off since Halloween. And let's face it, I mean, the Titans did a pretty good job with them out of the lineup. I think they're 6-2 with them.
6-3.
Starting lineup, 6-3 without. Mm-hmm. It's not like they were facing, you know, a bunch of bad opponents because, I mean, Tennessee won 8 games against winning teams this year. I mean, that's an NFL record.
No doubt about it. So what are your early thoughts on this game?
I like Tennessee, where the early money is on this one. I was able, I mean, very early books. I'm stunned that they, you know, opened this line less than 3. But I did bet Tennessee as soon as I saw that at 2, 2.5. Even at the current number, I would lean Tennessee in this one. Also lean towards the over. I just worry about Cincinnati, especially, I mean, they had a couple of major injuries in that defensive front. We'll see if Hendrickson can play a defensive end. The tackle being out, I mean, is big time being placed on IR. Tennessee's used to injuries. I mean, they played an NFL record 91 players in the regular season. And, again, this should be the healthiest they've been in a while. Vrabel's really good with extra rest. So I like Tennessee here, and I've had a pretty good pulse on this team all year. Mm-hmm. Like Tennessee, also on the over. I do think that if there's a concern, it's certainly, you know, Joe Burrow and those wide receivers against Tennessee's secondary is a little bit of a concern. But I think in the end, Tennessee gets it done.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty amazing. We talk about – last week we were talking about maybe waiting and getting a number or jumping out ahead of the line. At -2.5, that surprised me. That's where I saw it open. When I saw that right away, I'm thinking, wow. Why do you think it, you know, because you just said you were surprised. Why was that? Because I thought that was very, you know, you're talking about the number one seed only laying 2.5 at home.
I don't know. I think Tennessee's gotten a lot of disrespect this year. Just remember a few weeks ago, I mean, it ended up being my top play of the week. I mean, they were only laying 3 to Miami. Mm. I mean, who's better, Miami or Cincinnati? I mean, obviously Cincinnati's a little bit better than Miami, but I mean, heck, Tennessee's at home laying that. So I just think it's been a team that's been a little bit disrespected in the marketplace this year. So, again, I'm still stunned that it opened that. And, again, I mean, to show you, I mean, I don't think you can have very many bad numbers this time of the year in the NFL, but I thought that was one of them. I don't know how you couldn't at least open that line 3.
Brad Powers is our guest, and you're right. I mean, I think right now the Titans only have, like, the 5th best odds to win the Super Bowl, even though there's a – you know, or even get there, you know, as the number one seed in the AFC. Bills, Chiefs, Brad, you know, a lot of people are saying this is the de facto AFC championship game. I don't know if I agree with that or not. Bills already went into KC and won earlier this year. A tight line. I'm looking at KC -2, basically a pick 'em. What do you see in that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, first off, even closing up on Tennessee, it's amazing considering the fact they beat Buffalo and Kansas City already this year on their home field. So it's not like it's impossible. But obviously if you're doing power ratings, obviously Buffalo and Kansas City still are the top 2 teams in the AFC. You know, a lot of money's coming in on Buffalo. I'm going to wait and see how low this is going to get. I'm going to talk myself into going to Kansas City. I mean, Buffalo, in my opinion, sure, Buffalo, if they're going to play an A-plus game, I mean, I can make a case that Buffalo's A-plus game is better than anybody in the NFL.
I would agree with that.
And you count on them to do it multiple weeks in a row on the road. I mean, I know they beat Kansas City already earlier this year on the road, but I'm going to go with Mahomes and Andy Reid at home, laying less than a field goal here. Again, I'm going to sound square this week, but I'm going to go with the home favorite.
Yeah, well, and I want to talk about because of what happened in the wild card rounds. But, you know, Brad, you said something that struck a nerve with me. Every time I try to talk myself into something, it ends up being something bad. That I've talked myself into. So,
I'll stay for one more drink. What could possibly go wrong?
It's just 2 in the morning. I got to get up at 5.
Yeah. Why? I'll be fine.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
3 hours sleep. Yeah. I'll be good.
Yeah, she's the one I want to take home to see mom.
Yeah.
okay. Well, let's keep the trend. Packers minus. I see in what 5.5 with. With the 49ers, that just seems like, well, I see it's now at 6. That seems like the Packers would be a very popular pick.
Yeah, and I mean, the major concerns is, you know, they're floating around. I mean, Jimmy G's banged up. Like he's been for most of the last part of the regular season. I mean, that's why you've seen, part of the reason why you've seen money on Green Bay. You know, another reason, in my opinion, I mean, it's not a great spot for the 49ers. I mean, it's their third straight road game. And, I mean, obviously the last two games went down to the very final play. I mean, if you go back even further, it's their 6th road game in the last 8 weeks. I know travel's a lot easier than what it was 20, 30 years ago, but still, it's not an ideal spot in that regard for the 49ers. I know they can have some success as far as running the football against Green Bay. That's a matchup advantage for the 49ers. But still, you know, at home, extra rest, 49ers on a short week, traveling yet again. Banged up, you know, Bosa and Warner, their linebacker, were a little bit banged up. I think that's some of the reason there's some early week money on Green Bay. I'm part of it. Again, I'm with, you know, I'm not wild about laying the 6 now, but I can tell you I made my biggest NFL bet of the year at -4. One of the books opened up by Green Bay.
Yeah, Packers 8-0 at home this season. Of course, Rams, Buccaneers are, you know, they were already banged up going into the playoffs. It looks like they lost a couple more guys. Stafford finally got the monkey off his back. He's got a playoff win. Didn't have to do much the other night because they ran the ball so well. But what do you think of Tommy Boy and the Buccaneers hosting the Rams?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is one where I'm going to lean towards the dog. So I won't go across the board square on the favorite here. Although, again, I was a little surprised they opened Tampa like 2, 2.5. I don't know what these books are doing. I mean, let me run the risk management there. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. Whatever. I mean, and I'm not an NFL guy. It's not like I've been watching all these games all year. I mean, I'm normally betting college football on Sundays. So, here's what I think as far as this one. Number one, you know, when you saw Tristan Wirfs go out of the game against the Eagles last week, I mean, it was like an immediate problem for Tampa Bay. And, I mean, offensively, they started struggling a little bit. And, I mean, Tommy was on his back almost immediately. And probably the last team I'd want to face is the Rams with Aaron Donald up front. So, and obviously, the Rams already had a lot of success against Tampa Bay earlier this season. So, I don't think it's a great matchup for Tampa. I don't think they're certainly the team that they were a year ago. So I know Tampa's been really good at home here the last couple of years, but I'm going to take the Rams here plus the 3.
Brad Power 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link at the top right of the page. And we'll tell you at the end of the segment, or Brad will, how to get involved with him, as I have been for several years now, and we'll continue to do that as well. Because every Wednesday, I wait, Brad. I sit there and I wait, and there it is.
magically, it appears.
Anything to take from the wild card round that I think 5 of the 6 favorites covered, and several of them obviously blowouts, and the one dog that carried it was obviously the Cowboys losing that one. Anything to, you know, take away from that? Because it just looked like it was – the favorites weekend.
Yeah, but I'm a little surprised as far as if you follow, you know, where the money is, because I mean you're talking some of the biggest limits in any sport all year on these NFL playoff games, and man, some of the late game money was just late game day money was just a head scratcher for me. I mean, the Eagles took a ton of money that proved to be disastrous. I didn't understand it. I mean, if you've been following the Eagles all year. I mean, basically, they beat up on a bunch of bums whenever they had to step up in class. I mean, you got the result that you got on Sunday, so that was surprising. Was surprised on Monday night that that Arizona was taking money left and right. I was a little confused, and I'll plead some ignorance that I don't understand the NFL market as much as I do college football, but still, I think a lot of the heavier, bigger bets went down in flames. And, you know, keep in mind, sports betting is relatively new. Maybe some people made a lot of money in other ventures in life, but some of these bigger bets, they're going to have to rethink some of their they're going to have to recalibrate some of their systems, because obviously they took a bunch of games under the chain. I mean, even the Cowboys took a ton of money on game day. And again, I don't think that was necessarily all public driven, any one of those three big moves.
I'm kicking myself for not betting the 49ers money line. I knew they were going to win. I mean, the Cowboys are just, you know, they're so they're overvalued and overrated, in my opinion. Say again?
Yeah, I mean, you knew they were poorly coached.
Right.
I mean, I was actually disappointed in how poorly coached it looked like the 49ers.
Right.
I mean, if you flip on that game, how could you not be surprised on what you saw from the Cowboys? A very undisciplined team. I mean, they led the league in penalties. You got, you know, Gregory lining up off sides and then
bear-hugging people.
Tackling the guy trying to block him. I mean, it's just undisciplined, poorly. That was... I'll say this with the NFL, with the entire world spotlight, and I love watching the NFL, and it's a great TV experience, but man, that was not necessarily great TV this past week, and hopefully we have a better set of games this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, what's your overall thoughts on Super Wild Card Weekend, the extra game, the Monday night game? I mean, most of these games were duds from an excitement standpoint, and like the Cowboy 49er game was compelling. You know, it was a one score game that came down to the final seconds. But like you said, that was poorly played on both sides. You think we're jumping the shark here with all this playoff, you know, with Super Wild Card Weekend and allowing these extra teams in?
Well, it's always two fronts with me. As me, the better, more football, the merrier. So
right.
I'm glad to have a couple extra games. So.
Right.
For that, I'm very happy we have more games. But with that being said, you know, I'm so glad the NFL added those two number seven seats that, you know, definitely deserved a shot at the title, because, man, I mean, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia is the number seven seats, like, throw it out so well. So, I mean, it's just like college football. Oh, we just saw Georgia beat Michigan by three-plus touchdowns. You know what will be better? Well, instead of playing Michigan, let's have, you know, the MAC champ or you know, somebody else from a group of five, you know, have played Georgia, because that's what we need, expansion and playoffs, because we haven't seen enough blowouts. So, I mean, we kind of saw that with the NFL. I mean, expansion doesn't necessarily mean better product. You're just going to see further disparity, and that's what we've seen in football.
Yeah.
I mean, you either have an elite quarterback or an elite roster in college football, or similar with the NFL, or you don't, and there's a major difference.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I was the dummy that thought the Steelers could hang with the Chiefs and keep the score close. You're right. That was proven out. Well, you guys know what it's all about. It's about keeping these fan bases, you know, involved late in the season. Had a quick NBA.
And another TV game.
Exactly.
An extra
exactly.
TV.
More money. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Had a quick NBA question for you. I don't know if you're up on this or not, but right now I'm looking at VegasInsider.com, Brad, and I can get bet Ja Morant to win the MVP plus 1400. He's had a great year. Worth it to put some pizza money down on that?
Sure, why not? I'm a big Ja Morant fan. I mean, when I was doing a daily Fox national show, I argued, you know, coming in the league, I was pounding my fist on the table. I thought Ja Morant would be a better player than Zion Williamson at the next level, and I feel pretty good. I feel pretty vindicated, at least until this point.
Yeah.
I'll bang that with you.
You want to bang it?
Yeah.
Let's bang it.
You know, and
those are good odds, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, throw some pizza money, as you mentioned, at that, getting that. You know, the thing is, and I've said this before, you know, with him being the OVC and me doing the TSU games, you know, got to see him quite often in college. And I always thought to myself, watch it, he's going to be a better pro.
Yeah.
Because everybody on that floor can't keep up with
exactly.
Him, you know.
And I said about Zion, before, you know, when he left Duke, I'm like, that guy – as explosive as he is at 285 pounds, he's got to lose weight.
New Orleans, Louisiana is not the best town to lose weight.
What did Charles say after he saw him, how much weight he gained? He said, he looked like me and Shaq had a baby.
Brad, tell the people how to get in touch and do business with you.
Yeah, right now, if you go to bradbauersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. You can sign up for the newsletter if you want all my rest of the season as far as the NFL picks go, and all of next season as far as the football newsletter. It's just $69. Bradpowersports.com, Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Yeah, and as we go along, we'll get into some college basketball as well. So thank you, Brad. Have
Appreciate
a good one,
Brad.
Man. We'll talk to you next week.
You,
thanks,
man.
Brad.
Take care, guys. You know.